that.
Hello?
Hey, Evelyn, it's Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
How's everything going today?
Everything's fine.
Good. Hey, I saw we got the deal finally finished up and everything yesterday. Just kind of wanted to give you a call. Good to see we finally got that taken care of.
Yes, it is in there, and as it turned out, we probably wouldn't have needed it, but I guess we're okay. So it's better to be there now because what we wanted initially was a line of credit, so in case we needed it. So it's a few stressful days being away from home and everything, but we're good.
I'm glad
that it's there just to make me feel better. So.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, that's kind of why I wanted to give you a call, just make sure everything was going good and you guys got it all worked out with night and everything.
Yes, I did. Thank you very much for all of your help and for taking all of my many phone calls.
No worries at all. It's our job over here, so I'm glad we can get it taken care of. But,
thank you very much.
Yes. There's a few things I wanted to kind of say about that real quick. If you guys haven't been getting phone calls kind of by, you know, banks in our industry, brokers almost, previously in the past, you guys probably will be starting to coming up, you know, after you guys took this loan on. So I just kind of wanted to, like, kind of advise you guys that, you know, you guys will be getting a lot of calls, you know, not from us or whatnot, but just kind of banks in our industry where they're kind of going to, you know, throw you a pre-approval, you know, but just kind
I saw the thing in the contract or whatever it was that said no stacking. First of all, we would not do that. But second of all,
no. Yeah, that wasn't even the issue. That wasn't even what I was going to say. Not at all. Yeah, no worries on that. I was just going to say, you know, a lot of them are brokers. So what they're going to do is basically outsource all of your information, kind of go through the process with you, kind of the application and all that. But in the end, they kind of go ahead and, you know, outsource all your info. So just kind of stuff to be advised with, you know, just kind of wanted to give you guys a little friendly warning since, you know, we finally got this taken care of and everything. And, you know, wanted to just give you a heads up. So.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm feeling very vulnerable having already given out our information, but...
Right. And you guys, I'm hoping you got that changed and everything, too, because, you know, we had those issues with the bank account.
Oh, yeah, everything went through, and, I mean, I did all the electronic, I gave them the information, but as I said, when I gave it to them, when I had to give them complete 100% access, I was only going to do that until it was verified, and then I was changing it.
I gotcha.
Block them getting the funds. It just blocks everybody there from those passwords. You can't just get onto our account and do whatever.
Oh, yeah. No, exactly. But I understand completely.
So if the papers are laying around somewhere, they're no longer, those things are no longer valid.
No worries, too. Just kind of wanted to, you know, give you some friendly advice on that. And then the other thing, too, with our loans and everything that we have over here, we actually got you guys in a really good program. So about halfway through your initial loan, if you guys might be looking to bring on some more money or anything like that, we can go ahead and refi the loan you already have with us, forgive all the interest you already have on it, and then give you more. So just kind of a, you know, option I want to throw out there if anything comes up, so we can definitely, you know, get that taken care of.
Okay, and I do want to make sure... I mean, it is our hope that we will be able to pay the money back early, and I believe that you told me there was no penalty for that.
Nope. Yep, we actually offer discounts for prepayment, so.
Okay. And then I don't know, because they're taking it out every day, how that works. So if we want to pay additional...
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, if you all even wanted to, you know, pay a month in advance or a week in advance, you know, by all means, you can go ahead and get that all taken care of in advance so it's not coming out, you know, each day. You just have to, you know, kind of stay on top of that schedule, so.
Okay, so, all right. So if we pay in advance, then we don't necessarily have the daily withdrawal?
For the days that you would pay for. So, I mean, exactly. So, just another option. I mean, there are the daily ones. That's the, you know, terms that you guys did get on. But if you wanted to kind of, you know, pay a week in advance, whatever, pay for that week, pay for the, you know, 2 weeks, whatever you felt, so.
Okay. All right.
Awesome. And, I mean, if you guys have any questions or anything like that, you guys will still have my information. So, I look forward to, you know, kind of keeping this going. And if anything comes up in the future, we can definitely help you guys out.
All right, Patrick. Thank you so much again, and please tell Jeremiah too.
I will.
All of your patience with me and the fact that I called and emailed.
No worries at all. We have to do the same thing, so I feel the same way sometimes. No worries at all.
Okay. Great.
Sweet. Well, have a good rest of your week, Evelyn.
All right. You
Thanks. Bye.